Want to dig up the graves of some alien abductees? Follow me.
J.W. Oker here, and I am in Greenwood Cemetery in Kingston, New Hampshire. I'm here to see the final resting place of Betty and Barney Hill, probably the most famous alien abductees in the entire mythology of extraterrestrials visiting this here planet. It took place in 1961. Betty and Barney Hill, husband and wife, were on their way back from a vacation in Canada when stuff happened, stuff that they would go on to gradually remember over the course of time through hypnotic regression therapy sessions and other things. But the extraordinary thing about their experience to me is that it pretty much set the template for all modern alien abductions. So all of us kind of have a story in our head for what an alien abduction is. It involves lights and being captured and experiments. It involves missing time and hypnotic regression to remember it all. And all of that came about because of Betty and Barney Hill's story. And I want to find their graves and show you kind of how much it defined their lives. So here's the main headstone for Betty and Barney Hill. You can see that Barney died in 1969, so only 8 years after the incident, and his wife would live on till 2004. So I was woefully unprepared for this cemetery to not be plowed, so I didn't bring anything to dig with me, and I couldn't quite remember exactly where the plaques were in relation to the headstone, but as you see, after a lot of digging with my boots, I eventually found their plaques. This is that's Barney's plaque right there, which I half-assed. Then here's Betty's plaque. As you can see right on it, it says, of the interrupted journey. Now that is a reference to the book that was written about their experiences that came out, but mainstreamed their story to the rest of us. It was later turned into a movie starring James Earl Jones called, The UFO Incident. It was a made-for-TV movie, but it was obviously such a significant part of their lives, and especially Betty's, that they had it put on their grave plaques. And there they are. A little bit more effort than I thought I would need to do to show you guys their graves, but definitely worth it. Betty and Barney Hill, besides having an adorable name together, are a fascinating story, not just for the story itself, but mostly, to me at least, for the impact it's had on storytelling in our culture around extraterrestrials visiting, you know, this island Earth.